start the year off fine.
February,
you're my little Valentine.
March,
I'm gonna march you down the aisle.
April,
you're the Easter bunny when you smile. Yeah, yeah, my heart's in a whirl. I love my little calendar girl.
Every day
of the year. Junior prom,
July.
Like a firecracker, I'm aglow.
August.
When you're on the beach, you steal the show. Yeah, yeah, my heart's in a whirl. I love my little calendar girl.
This is Ear Buddies, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes, you are. And this week, what is our theme?
No theme!
The theme does not exist.
We couldn't agree on a theme.
No, we couldn't.
He didn't like all my ideas.
I like some of them. I don't remember any of them.
Same.
So, we're just playing stuff we like.
Yep.
Like this song right here that I like.
That I probably will not. I don't even know what song it is.
Play it.
Thank you. fishnets. Now you only get it in your nightdress. Discard all the naughty nights for niceness. Landed in a very common crisis. Everything's in order in a black hole. Nothing seems to pity as the past though. A bloody Mary's like an El Tabasco. Remember when you used to be a rascal? Oh, the boys are slag. The best you ever had, the best you ever had is just a memory and those dreams. When as daft as they seem, as daft as they seem, my love, when you dream them all. Flicking through a little book of sex tips, remember when the bars were all electric? And now when she told she's gonna get it, I'm guessing that she'd rather just forget it. Clinging to not getting sentimental, said she wasn't going but she went still. Like a gentleman to be gentle, was it a mecca double or a betting pencil? Oh, the boys are slag. The best you ever had, the best you ever had is just a memory and those dreams. But as daft as they seem, as daft as they seem, my love, when you dream them overflow, where did you go? Where did you go? Where did you go? Took her left off last lap lane, just sounding it out, but you're not coming back again. You're falling about. You took her left off last lap lane. You were just sounding it out, but you're not coming back again. Get it in your fishnets. Now you wanna get it in your mattress. You're just gonna
for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys an 8-12 four-bedroom. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Whoa, worn out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found. Short, but not too big around. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all their children, all of their names, in every handout in every town. Every lock, it ain't locked when no one's around. I sing traders for sale or rent. Let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes. I've 2 hours of pushing broom buys an 8-12 four-bedroom. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Trailers for sale. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes, but...
Dead. join us if you can.
People there. Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Yeah, this holiday season.
What holiday season is this? We're halfway between Martin Luther King Day and Valentine's Day.
My favorite holiday season.
Well, whatever. Don't drink and drive, regardless of the holiday.
So before we heard Paul McCartney speaking, we heard Paul McCartney's song, Too Many People. We started this set off with Calendar Girl by Neil Sedaka.
Sedaka.
And then Changes by Sugar. Fluorescent Adolescent by Arctic Monkeys. Never Said by Liz Phair. King of the Road by Roger Miller. Ash and Earth by Velvet Crush. And The Math by Hilary Duff.
Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah, I love Lizzie McGuire. The show was great.
Who would have thought she could sing?
The entire country of Italy after the Lizzie McGuire movie.
Was she big over there?
Well, she had like a twin, like a doppelganger.
Oh, that was in the movie.
Yeah, that was in the movie.
I'm talking about real life.
Oh, I have
Is
no idea.
Is she like a superstar over there? Kind of like Cheap Trick was in Japan?
I have no idea. The movie took place in Italy, though.
I know. I saw it. So, what's up next?
I don't know, actually. I never picked a song.
Just put something on.
Yeah. Keep talking, Richard.
So, while Noelani picks a song, I'm going to continue talking, and I bet she's already picked a song, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you push a button?
I'm going to. You were talking.
Got all about the library like she told her old man now. just got back from a walk down the square to the local Kentucky to see what was cooking down there. I looked around at the store.
He went away, and you hung around, and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things weren't very nice. My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
I see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
So look out now, cause he's coming after you.
And feel the intrinsic, incredible emotion. You have just pulled over your head the worn, warm sweater belonging to a boy. Now you haven't had a passionate kissing session or anything, but you got to go on a camping trip with him and 8 other people from school. And you practically slept together, your sleeping bag right next to his. And you woke in the night to watch him as he slept, but you couldn't see anything because it was dark, so you just lay there and listened to his breathing and wondered if your heart might burst. The sweater has that slightly goat-like smell which all teenage boys possess, and that smell will lovingly transfer to all your other clothes. If you get to keep it for a few days, you can sleep with it, but don't let your mom see because she'll say, what is that filthy thing and who does it belong besides the trash man? So you have to keep it under the covers with you. You can kind of lie it beside you or wrap it around your waist or touch it on your legs or whatever, but that's your business. Now, if the sweater has, like, reindeer on it or is a funny color like yellow, I'm sorry, you can't get away with a sweater like that. Look for brown or gray or blue. Anything other than that, and you know you're dealing with someone who's different. And different is not what you're looking for. You're looking for those teenage alpine ski chiseled features and that sort of blank look which passes for deep thought or at least the notion that someone's home. You're looking for the boy of your dreams who is the same boy in the dreams of all of your friends. Now, the sweater isn't going to fit you, of course. You have to kind of roll up the sleeves in a jaunty way that says, this is the sweater belonging to a boy, and the boy is a genuine hunk, a hunk of burning love, and this is not just some hand-me-down from your brother or your father. Monday, wear the sweater to school. Be calm, look cute. Don't tell the dream you had about the place the two of you would share when you get older. Just be yourself. The best, cutest, quietest version of yourself. Definitely wear lip gloss. He looks at you, and he looks away, and then he walks away, and the smell of the sweater hits you again, suddenly like ape scent gloriola, and you get a note passed to you by a girl in history that says he needs his sweater back. You forgot that you put it on in the tent on Saturday, and he's been looking for it. And you don't have to die of humiliation, you know. You are a strong person, and this is a learning experience. You can still hold your head up high as you run from the classroom, tearing the stinking sweater from your body. You look at that sweater, carefully, and you realize that love made you temporarily blind. You got a secret now, honey, and though you would never sink as low as him, you could blab it all over the school if you wanted. The label in that sweater said 100% acrylic.
baby, you can lay off a little bit. No need to smother it, I can put your doubts to rest. You're the only one I see it. The only place would be it. The only bed will sleep there is the one right next to you. You're the only one I see it. The only place would be it. The only bed will sleep there is the one right next to you. Whoa, 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 whoa,
This is 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Radio. Not enough coffee this morning.
You almost had it.
I almost had it. So we're about halfway through our show. Our show is called Ear Buddies, for lack of a better name.
It's better than some other radio names.
Yeah, I know. So why don't you...
Like Maddie in the morning. Like, that's so dumb.
Yeah, he's probably a millionaire, too. So why don't you tell the good listeners what good songs they've been listening to?
We just heard Tongue Tied by Group Love. We started the set off with Fun, Fun, Fun by the Beach Boys. Then we heard Feels Flow by the Beach Boys.
A lot of Fs in those two songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then but two totally different songs.
Of totally different.
Totally different. Two different eras of the Beach Boys.